Here's kind of the problem of having two live radio shows on, because we have very little time left, but we want to try to get them in here. Come on in, guys, real fast. And I'll remind you, too, that Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, former education secretary, back talking about some great programs. And we're going to tie Dolly Parton into that. Meanwhile, we watched Drake Milligan last night. He's coming to town to the Tin Roof. Originally, I said, wait a minute. How can he, as a professional, be on America's Got Talent? And I'm told by Ann that anyone can audition for America's Got Talent as long as they are a U.S. citizen. So that takes care of that question. I never knew that. But we've got Goose, Aaron Goose Seller, and Renee Vitale from right next door, the morning show hosts with New Country 93.1 in Detroit. Nice to see you. I walk by your studios every day and wave.
We get the wave.
We do.
I hope that you appreciate the wave. I always wave.
Honored by the wave.
I never stop to talk because you're working. I'm done. You're still working. I don't want to bug you.
No. Well, let me tell you, it's like the Pope. Like, just you see them from a distance, they wave.
And you wave.
And you wave back.
This may be the first time anyone's compared me to any Pope. But Goose and Renee, tell us, you know Drake Milligan. This guy's good.
He's really good. Well, here's the thing. He auditioned for American Idol years ago and didn't make it, and then auditioned for America's Got Talent. The song he auditioned with was an original song he wrote, Something I Do. It went number one on the country charts, and Simon Cowell even said, why did you come back? Like, you can start your career now. You have a number
yeah,
one song.
Right.
But he didn't want to, and he came back and did it again last night.
So I don't know, Renee, how quickly these things happen, but he did a great song last night, too. Is that, like, charting now on country charts?
I haven't noticed that it's charting, but what's interesting is his look screams Elvis. He looks just like Elvis, mm-hmm. but his sound is nothing like Elvis, I don't think.
No, I mean, he got a little twang to his voice, but he is great. The two songs you've heard from him that he has performed are absolute radio hits. They could
absolutely
be. They have yeah. hooks. They're catchy.
You would play them right here
yeah,
on New
sure.
Country. You would play them.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
Yeah, and I think we're going to hear a lot more from him. Whether or not he wins America's Got Talent, I don't know, but I think we're going to hear a lot more from him for sure.
He's got to be one of the people that carry over from last night. They only picked two people. I can't imagine he wouldn't be one of them.
I would think
you know,
so.
We were all pulling for Ava Swiss.
Right.
Of course, our homegirl.
We were pulling like crazy. But there was a lot of talent up there last night.
Yeah.
Meanwhile. And so anyone can audition. So, Sean, if you'd like to.
I'm in.
I would pay to see that.
I'm in.
Do it, Sean.
He would be smoking.
I was going to say, pull your grill out. Just start smoking meat on stage.
I could be the singing smoker.
And today,
America's Got Talent, 18-hour episode while we just smoke ribs.
18 hours. So you know smoking.
Oh, absolutely.
And today is National S'mores Day. Can you do s'mores on a smoker?
I'll find a way.
I've seen videos. All right, can be done. Yeah.
Yeah, can be done. All right. Things going well for you guys?
Everything's amazing.
Great.
Even better now.
Goose and Renee at 93.1 FM right here down the hallway.
This is like a bucket list thing for
Absolutely.
Me. Thanks
I
for having
believe
us
I'm
on.
I'm in the studio. P-Dub? I'm with P-Dub in the studio? Are you kidding me? I retire.
Oh my gosh. And
send me home.
Andy likened me to a pope. So I'm in heaven as we continue.
P-Dub.